day we should grow closer and closer and nearer to God. And the more that we do for Him, certainly should bring joy to our hearts and a smile on our face and serving Him. I got a letter this week from Lucille, and wow, for someone who's 100 years old, I mean, she can write, and you can read it and understand it. Her card was a thank you for our visit for this summer, and we had told her about the project, and apparently she gets a Shinston News, because in her letter she says she's just real thankful for the church and really wish that she could be here to see all this that we're doing. And who knows, maybe we can make that happen for Lucille, that she can come back to certainly the church that she's spent all of her life in and serving Him. And in her car, she said, I'm sorry that I can't be a part of things there. You know, last week we talked about, in John chapter 15, we talked about He is the vine and we are the branches, and how we're all to be doing our part, right? And in that scripture, being reminded that, you know, God takes care of us. And, you know, we're to do what He asks us to do and to be fruitful, right? And to go into the world. And people might see Jesus and all that we're doing. And we just need to do our part as the branches in the kingdom of God. Are we doing our part? And, you know, in that note from Lucille, that she feels like she's not a part. Well, I know one thing. I know that Lucille can't hear very well and can't see as well, but she's in great shape because I witnessed that this summer. But I know she's doing her part. I guarantee you she's praying right now. And we talk about the things that we can do for the church and the kingdom of God. We could all do something and doing our part. And at the end of the service last week, I said, go be fruitful and go help move stuff at the lighthouse. Thank you, because all that was taken care of, right? See, oh, I can't do a whole lot. There's not a whole lot I can do or able to do. Yes, you can. Doing our part in the kingdom of God. I said, I remember the very first Sunday when I became the pastor here, that we're going to engage in ministry together, and everyone can do something to bring glory and honor to God. It doesn't have to be collectively here in the church, to be a ministry or something that you're doing on your own, but doing your part for the kingdom of God. And so last week we talked about, you know, doing our part. And this morning we're going to look in Luke chapter 6. Are we doing our part together, right? What does that mean? Everybody's doing their part, but together we're doing this for the glory of God. To Him be the glory for the great things that He has done. All these opportunities. We think about school's going to be starting, and I'm real thankful that I know lots of people of faith from this church that are going to be in our schools this year and working with our children. Just being there, right? And that's kind of doing your part in the kingdom of God. Yeah, you got to be careful what you say or don't say, but doing your part wherever God puts you, wherever He places you. But everybody's kind of doing their part. But we're doing that together as the kingdom of God, as those branches that we looked at a couple weeks ago, or last week, and talking about God being the vine and we are the branches. So in Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, you know, thinking about today in our church, you know, we're working together as a church, and all the churches should be working together. You know, doing your part, some of these are, yeah, someone else doing it with you, right? And Jesus, you know, knew that in His ministry, He knew what He was called to do. He understood His purpose, but He needed some help. And He got disciples and believers to help Him. And that work was to continue after Him, right? We think about churches and the longevity of churches. And you know, we were in Point Pleasant yesterday, and I thought there were lots of churches in Shinston. Wow, Point Pleasant may be a little bit bigger, but lots of churches just in that little town all over. But are we all doing our part together? I don't know if you've been around town in the summer, but I think it's once a month. The Methodist Church right next door, once a month, has this, no, I think it's called Know Your Community or something, but they give out free food. And this week it was hot dogs. And on Facebook, Pastor Cindy wasn't feeling real well, but she was barking out orders of things that need to be done and things to be taken care of. So she was still doing her part, and she couldn't be there. And the Methodist Church does that. I think they do it once a month. They give out sloppy joes. They kind of stop traffic and have these signs and say free, you know, free hot dogs. Now, I don't know if any of those people that ate a hot dog there on Friday are at the Methodist Church. My dad's here. He had a hot dog. That's okay, right? We can all do this together, right? So I don't know if any of those people are in the Methodist Church today. Does that really matter, though? I mean, they're planting seeds and giving meeting needs and giving away free stuff and kind of trying to do their part together in the kingdom of God. And so as we look in chapter 6 of Luke in verse 12, it says, one of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. We talked about this before, that Jesus, before his work or before something big was about to happen, he spent the night praying. We do that? I mean, are we doing that? We talked about all these concerns here and things we're praying for. We're giving God the praise for answering these prayers. And so, you know, Jesus needed to pray. We certainly should too, right? He went to a mountainside. I said that before. Find your mountainside where there might be a quiet place where no one will bother. No one may find you. They should know where you are in case there's an emergency, right? In case you're in charge of people at a particular time. But find your mountainside to pray. And he's spending the night praying to God. And so when the morning came, he calls all his disciples together, it says. He called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them. He also designated apostles. So here's Jesus. He needs some help. And he's hoping that all these people that he's going to got to give them an assignment, right? We call that gifts. You know, we all have different gifts, and hopefully you're using your gifts to bring glory and honor to God and using them in the church or your own ministry. So Jesus was praying, and morning came. He got the disciples together because he knows there's something to do, right? There's a job coming up. So it says Simon, who he named Peter. So his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Well, don't you read that? I mean, why are you going to pick someone to do something when you know they're already going to be a traitor? I mean, think about it. Right? So Jesus, who loved all people, even those who spit on him and those that were against him and caused him persecution, he still tried to include them, right? Then you see, God has a plan for all of us. And here are these people that he's naming them. He has a job for them. And he wants them to do their part. You know, we talk about Jesus and how he changed the world with 12 ordinary men. And I hear people say this to me all the time. Boy, your church is doing so much. We only have 7 people. We can't do anything. Well, what do you mean you can't? You can do lots of things. I can do lots of things with 7 people. Right? But are we doing our part? And see, a lot of times, you've heard it too, people just want to complain about what they can't do instead of talking about what God could allow them to do, right? Oh, we can't do that here. Oh, that would never happen there. Well, if God wants it to happen, there are enough people working together doing their part, it can happen. So I shared that this morning that, you know, we all have different gifts and doing different things. Not everybody wants to help with Bible school. I was talking to these 2 little kids that were here at Bible school, and they said, hey, when are we going to do that again? And I said, do what again? And the little boy said, you and that lied and caused him. I said, well, I don't know if we're going to do that again. Well, we're going to do Bible school again. And their mom said, oh, that's all they talked about. That's all they talked about all summer. They go to a different church. This is awesome. That's all they talked about. You and that lion costume. And they keep singing that good, good song. And woo, songs to the things they remembered about that. Doing our part in our community and trying to reach out to help other people, right? Had someone call, even this week, and said, thanks again for all those clothes. I said, don't bring them back. No, she was just real thanks. She called again to say thanks that all those clothes that they had taken were in good shape and appreciate us doing that. And her kids are real happy with that. And just wanted to thank the church for doing that. Well, we're trying to do our part, right? So Jesus sends this night in prayer and gets up and calls these guys together and renames them and names them. And then we go on. He's got his team together. He went down with them and stood on a level place. On a level place. Why is it important he said it on a level place, right? You know, Jesus, I believe, Jesus was right here among the people, all on a level plane. He didn't really come to say that he was more magnificent or special. He just came to do his job, right? And that's how he treated everybody in his whole ministry. Everybody's on the same playing field, right? So they're on this level place, okay? A large crowd of disciples were there, and a great number of people from all over. All these people are there who'd come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Some were troubled by many things, just like today. We're troubled by many things. It says they were troubled by impure spirits, and they were cured. So think about that. Jesus prays, right? He's praying to God just as we should. God tells us to do that without stopping. Jesus needed to pray because he needed a little bit of help, right? So he's got some helpers here. So he took them down, and all these people show up. And we know that different instances in the Bible that the disciples are like, oh, tell them to go away, we need a break. And all these people showed up for no food, right? And so these people heard about Jesus, and they were being healed of his diseases. Not that they particularly believed in who he was, but they certainly witnessed what he was doing. And everybody's showing up, right? Everybody's just showing up. And everybody tried to touch him. All these people are trying to touch Jesus. And because the power was coming from him and healing them all. Think about that. Now, I was trying to picture, as I was reading that earlier this week, I mean, Jesus is praying, asking God for direction, meets with these guys, and they go to this level place, and all these people are there, and all these people are being healed through the power of God, right? As we know it, the power of the Holy Spirit. And so God used Jesus, but Jesus was praying, and God sends him here. Jesus went wherever he was supposed to. And he says, looking at the disciples, he said, blessed you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. What's that mean? We know that Jesus was feeding people, right? All the fish and the loaves of bread. So here's Jesus, and he's got some people helping him. And I think in this whole idea here, he's trying to help these people understand that through the power of God, all these things can happen. But Jesus isn't really doing it alone, right? Pray to God. You got this power. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. And see, Jesus certainly understood that. And then it says in verse 20, rejoice in the day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For that is how their fathers treated the prophets. So last week again in John chapter 15, we read about he is the vine and we are the branches. We're all trying to work together, and God certainly prunes out the bad stuff, right? And he wants us to be fruitful. What's that mean? It means going into the world and doing your part to help other people and to share God's love, regardless of your age or your physical condition, whatever that means. Everybody can do something, right? Everyone can be praying. Here we have this prayer chain, and I'm telling you, this prayer chain, as soon as I get a prayer, like when I found out about Virginia, and before that prayer chain had finished, Pam said, hey, my mom's okay, we're heading home. Praise the Lord. Some of those people, we don't see a whole lot that are on the prayer chain because they just can't get out or don't get out. But boy, the power that comes through that phone. Now, through prayer, right? I mean, doing your part. And I think about this whole idea of we think we can't do this or we can't do that. God says, if I call you to do it, I'll give you everything you need. I'll even send you helpers, right? And I just really like this part of Scripture that, you know, it reminds me that I need to pray more. I mean, I really do. Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray. He spent the night praying to God. And when he got up, he called these guys together. I said, let's go. Here we go. Here's all these people. And he says, rejoice in the day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. Well, isn't that what we're all trying to get to? I mean, all these things that we're doing, all these things that we're trying to do, doing our part in something. Oh, no one appreciates anything in the world. I think God does. I know he does. And again, all these things that we're doing, are we doing it for the glory of God or for ourselves? To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Doing our part, right? You know, I think again about the ministry that's taken place in this church. You know, sometimes when you read an article that includes some history, and you're like, well, I didn't really know that. You know, I lived in West Virginia forever, right? And I didn't know anything about that Silver Bridge collapse in Point Pleasant. I mean, I actually learned something yesterday. Can you believe that? And they had these mock meat cookies. I'm telling you, one of the best sugar cookies I had ever had. I mean, I was like, ooh. And then we went to this mock man pizza. Not, I don't know if I really believe the whole Mothman thing, but those people said they saw some. But whatever, it's just a nice road trip for us. And I was thinking about this silver, I'm like, how come I didn't know anything about that? I mean, so sometimes when we see something or read something, and I was reading the article again, and the paper about our church and this renovation project, there were some history notes in there. I'm thinking, wow, this place has been around for a long time. Lots of things have happened here. All for the glory of God. So we think about what's my part. I keep thinking about what's my part. I mean, poison ivy and all, I'm going to do it for the glory of God. Whatever he wants me to do, right? Whatever he wants you to do. And little Violet, when she, every time I said, how are you doing? I'm great. Gosh. Now, things may not be great. And sometimes people ask you, how are you doing? Oh, things are going great. No, they aren't. I can tell them. But gosh, to God be the glory for the great things he has done, right? We've got to give him the glory that we're able to get up this morning, right? Saw this guy the other day on my walk on the trail. And I said, how you doing? And they said, good. And I said, he said, how you doing? And he said, I'm doing great. And he said, that's right. Every day's a great day when you get up and your feet hit the floor and you're breathing. Praise the Lord. Because God has something else for us to do. I think about our church and trying to do its part. You know, last week we went to 10 Mile for the Judson Association. And sometimes get real discouraged. Try not to get frustrated when I go to those association meetings, because when we got there, at the beginning there were 30 people, 20 of them from here. I'm thinking, gosh, nobody else wants to do me. And then when it's time to get more people, about 60 people showed up, right? And I'm thinking, but you know what? We're just going. And David Holm, the area minister, he just kind of in passing, he said, thank God for the Baptist Church of Shinston. I'm not sure he meant by that. And he just kind of walked away. You know what I mean? And that was at the beginning of the time together. Then at the end, he was leaving. He said, hey, I really do appreciate all that you do here. And I said, you know, I do get frustrated sometimes when people don't show up. There's like 15 churches. There's like four here. And he said, well, I go around to all these places, visit all these churches. And these associations, but you just gotta do what you can and be thankful for it. And so I'd have that reminder. We got a great time at 10 Mile Baptist Church and all the people there. Great group, profound revival, awesome ministry. So we do that sometimes. We kind of get discouraged. He's not doing his part. I used to do that to Ken all the time. How come he's not doing that? You know what I mean? Or she's not doing her part. Or that church isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing. Well, we're here because God calls us to. We are the branches, right? He's the vine. So let's just do what we can, right? All for the glory of God. God has called us all to do something. And boy, I'm thankful every day that God has called me to be the pastor of this church. I'm so thankful for that. God, we thank you this morning. As we read your scripture, it's just like when we read a bit of history or go to a historic place, we're reminded of that, or did that really happen? Didn't know that that happened. And we read your word again and again, over and over, reminded of how great you are. And how Jesus, when you sent him to this earth, he didn't send him here all alone. You were with him from the very beginning. And people joined him to help him in that ministry. Yes, he wanted people to believe in who he was, but to believe in what he was doing. That's the purpose of the church, not this church and that church or this denomination or the other denomination, but the church, God's people, your children. We're to work together and doing our part to bring glory and honor to your name and to share your love with the whole world. God, I thank you for this church. And this morning, we're thankful for everything we've been engaged in this summer, all of our opportunities to be together and fellowship and have fun together as children, youth, and adults. For all of our opportunities to reach out to our community, to serve at the mission, to help at the pantry, and to give out things that people need, and they're thankful for that. God, we give you all the glory. We thank you for that. God, I thank you for allowing you to call me to be the pastor of this church. And together, we're going to continue to love other people. Whatever that means. Whatever you call us to do. So God, I pray right now that everybody in this room realizes how much you love them. How your love never fails, it never runs out, it never gives up. no matter what, no matter where we go or how far we try to run or get away from you or do things on our own, your love never fails. It never runs out. And you never give up on us. I'll be thankful about this morning. God, I pray that if there's anyone here that needs prayer, they let us pray with them. They let their church pray with them. God, if anybody has a decision to make to give their life to you and to be baptized or join the church or whatever it might be, but God, I believe we're all being called to commit to you and to do as you've asked us to do. God, we thank you for our time together this morning. God, we thank you for this church. We thank you, God, for blessing us. And to you be the glory for all these things. God, help us to do our part. And the great joy that we'll experience and knowing that our reward will be with you someday. God, we love you, thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.